app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. CBS News has learned the Trump administration will make more cuts at FEMA by requiring many employees to reapply for their jobs. Bob Deans with the Natural Resources Defense Council has concerns.
Who are these people that are being asked to reapply for their jobs, right? These are the folks who show up to pre-position ahead of a major storm with generators, fresh water, emergency food rations. They show up after a devastating fire to provide cash payments and administer emergency assistance.
200 probationary employees have already been fired from FEMA. Several wildfires are burning in the Western Carolinas. That helicopter is dropping water on the flames in Table Rock State Park in South Carolina. North Carolina's Forest Service has issued a statewide burn ban.
Until we see a significant amount of rainfall in the form of inches, this burn ban is going to remain in effect until further notice.
Some North Carolinians have evacuated. Police in Las Cruces, New Mexico, are looking for suspects after a deadly mass shooting in a park last night. Police Chief Jeremy Story says three people were killed.
The investigation so far reveals that there was an altercation between two groups of people, and that altercation escalated to gunfire between both groups. Several other people were also injured in the crossfire.
Hundreds of people were attending an unsanctioned car show in that park when the shots rang out. President Trump landed in Philadelphia and made his way by motorcade to the NCAA Wrestling Championships. He walked into the arena to loud applause and pumped his fist before taking a seat. Elon Musk is among Trump's entourage tonight. Minnesota Governor and former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz held a town hall in Rochester to, in his words, discuss how Democrats can offer a better future. This woman attended.
I'm really concerned about freedom of speech right now. We've seen people being arrested, deported for their being outspoken.
Health care and veterans' rights also came up. Civil rights advocates fear Columbia University has set a dangerous precedent by agreeing to the president's demands to have $400 million in federal funding restored. Donna Lieberman is the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union.
The impact on free speech at Columbia and the threats to free speech in our democracy are so huge. This is a shot across the bow.
Columbia agreed to place its Middle East Studies department under academic receivership out of the hands of faculty. It will also ban masks and give campus police more powers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hour number three of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, spreading local music all over the state tonight. It's all brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located in Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room and try their exclusive creations. Buy their brewers, plus sample local snacks. That's my favorite part. And the live music, carbon4.com. Lo Marie is in the studio right now, warming up. She brought her guitar. She's going to talk to us about the Respect concert that's coming up over at the Majestic Theater and play a couple tunes. So that's really exciting. Rocker has got lots of different wires in there and making her sound super amazing. We're going to do a double dip right now from the Claudettes. We'll tell you where they're playing here in Wisconsin. If you missed them at the barn, well, you have two, three more shows you can catch them right here coming up really soon. So let's do it right now. We'll start with No Matter How Much.
No matter how much
on Max Inc. Radio.
You will not drink, you will not appear behind me and throw your arms around me as I stand at the bathroom sink. Then kiss me. Materialize in a hammock with me and laugh and swing.
fall asleep that way. When we gently swing between the trees in the April breeze. Touch your back. Touch your back.
Okay, nothing more will leak from me. Cause honey, you're a bit of tools. What you get is what you see. Is there a wild man on the loose? The Game Boy's out of the box. The pieces are unpacked. Just remember if you get lost, touch me. Now touch your back.
A double dip, two in a row, on Mag Sync Radio, the Claudettes, new music, and then some older things that I just love. Gibson Music Hall, 4-4, Rockford at the Music Box on 4-5. Three Lakes, we can't make those shows, and you're looking for something in August. Three Lakes in Wisconsin on 8-1. Mount Horeb, Wednesday nights live, 8-13, Rocker. Lots of shows that you can plan for this summer. I am so excited for the summer because all the bands are coming out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All this stuff is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison North, East, and Downtown. Doughboyspizzamadison.com or call 608-467-3017. I feel like every time I say that number, their phone rings.
Well, you know. Let me tell you what they're doing right now.
What are they doing right now?
Well, first off,
you have like a secret,
yeah,
like a civic media camera.
Well, I can tell you, Rob,
yes,
that they have beef and cheese tortellini and ravioli along with linguine and a creamy basil sauce. That's this weekend.
I'm gonna check.
I found out.
Oh, I'm gonna check the break room fridge.
And. They also have a braised beef or cheese and a red sauce that's really good as well. That creamy basil. I know. I got to do it. But listen, if you want to get it delivered.
Oh.
They have delivery to Wanakee, Sun Prairie, Windsor, Cottage Grove, and Monona.
Man, they're going everywhere.
Along with Madison. So, yeah. Doughboys, they're really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about all those specials you just said. Now, Lo Marie was in here, and I got to tell you, sounding amazing, even with the glass.
Yeah, she's all sound checked up. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
She'll be in here for 8:30. We'll have a mini lair and hear about the Respect show that's happening at the Majestic Theater coming up next week, celebrating women in music. And then Jimmy Vaguely later on tonight. The Jimmys are playing the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And our Terry Barr talks with Jimmy Vaguely, and we'll find out what's coming up with them these days, because they play all over Wisconsin too.
Man, yes, they do. They have so many shows that we had to patent pending the Jimmy Tracker for Mag Sync Radio, just so we know where the Jimmys are all the time.
That's right. Then Jimmy K is in here for Mag Sync After Hours at 10 p.m.
Yes, I get to take a little nap. This is Basil and the Supernaturals. They're going to be at the Music Box April 12th. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio.
The eyes of beholders see beauty just the way they want to see. So don't cry on my shoulder. Someone is better suited for you than me. I try to go. Now I know it's all for me. Yeah.
Basil and Supernatural, over you on Mags Inc. Radio. I'm going to sneak in a Jimmy's tune in honor of the Mama Cares 10-year anniversary at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And then you're going to hear a lot more from the Jimmys. Yeah, absolutely. In the 9 o'clock hour, you're listening to Mags Inc. Radio. Terry Burrow will be talking with the Jimmys. Well, just one, Jimmy. The 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to Backsync Radio. You can catch the Jimmys, of course, at the Madison Cares Anniversary Ball. Also, Toffers and New Glarus. That'll be on April 3rd on the 4th here in Madison. Hey! In La Crosse at the Popcorn Tavern. Now, this is the big payback. Why? The Respect Concert. This is the backing band. We'll be talking to Lo Marie just a couple minutes right here on Maxic Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Radio. Lo Marie will be in here talking about them, the backing band, and the Respect Concert that's happening at the Majestic Theater. But that's happening in just a couple more minutes. First, got to tell you about some of our sponsors, like the Ethical Trade CEO that is dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Co. carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries in their store on the Madison's East Side or online or at their web store at ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. Also, the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great food, drink, live music. You can watch the big game on their big screens. Lazy Oaf Lounge is at 1617 North Stoughton Road or online at lazyoaflounge.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Rocker, I heard that Christy Krause, moments before the show, gave you something that no one else has heard anywhere else.
No, not yet. They haven't, Rob. This is a brand new song from her down in Florida.
Yeah.
It's about, I think.
She is so smart. As soon as she, like, the snow falls, boom, she's in Florida.
Yeah. Key West.
Key West. Bam.
She wrote this song along with Mike Nash. And normally she hangs out a lot in Nashville as well. Kirsty Krause is a growing star here. And, of course, we know her as Thirsty Kirsty.
Oh, the Thirsties. I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this tune is called Largo.
Let's play it right now.
Let's do it now. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We were 17, had a fake ID on a spring break spree, chasing everything. I was doing double shots in the back parking lot, met a girl down from Tennessee.
He was acting tough, thought he was hot stuff, and my girls wrote him off, but he was cracking me up with his trashy jokes and his big old smile, so I decided to stay for a while.
Oh, she was looking cute, just sitting there. She was smiling up at me with a flower in her hair. So hard.
We got bills to pay, ain't no time for play.
We've been working 7 days and we can't catch a break. I know what we need.
I'll go pack our bags.
Yeah, you always seem to know what I'm thinking in my head.
We got some money saved.
I'll go gas the car.
Leave this big old city, it ain't that far. Hope and pray and one day we get back. Just like that. Chicago, we'll keep it in Largo, living our lives like there was no tomorrow, living our dreams, young and hard, taking it right back to the start, like a spring break love story around some TV show.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for Live in the Lair, the mini lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
All right, Rob, Lo Marie is a multi-award-winning artist from Madison, Wisconsin, and she has four albums of original music to her name. Her latest, The Bar, stretches her jazz sensibilities to accommodate forays into funk, bluesy pop, and theatrical rock. Lo Marie is a member of national touring group Furious Bongos, a Frank Zappa tribute, and recently joined Steely Dan, the legendary local supergroup covering Steely Dan music. And Lo Marie is part of the 7th Annual Respect, a celebration of women in music, coming up at the Majestic Theater. And tonight, Lo Marie is in the WMDX studios here in the Mad City. Lo Marie, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. Hey, Rocker.
How's
it going?
Oh, we're so glad that you're here. Lo Marie, you've played in our old studio on Normandy Lane. Our then other studio on University, and now you're at our newest studio here on State Street.
You hit the big time. Look at how gorgeous it is in here.
No kidding. We've got a view of the Overture Center. This is crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun in here, and we get to have you here performing live tonight. Lo Marie, you study music at Vanderbilt University and economics in Nashville. But how did you get your start? What ignited your passion for music?
Yeah, I don't know if there was one specific event. I kind of always sang when I was little.
Yeah.
My mom always tells me the story. This is super mean, but she always tells me that when she would sing to me when I was little, I would like grab her lips and twist them to make her stop singing.
You know, my daughter did that to my wife. She does not sound like you, but she's saying, but I'm just saying.
Thank you. Well, my mom always took it as like I didn't like what she was singing, but I think it was just I'm really interested in what's happening right now. Let me figure out what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So I started singing in church and in school, and it was never really a question. There was never like a big moment of like, yeah, I'm going to be a musician. It was just like, this is who I am. This is who I've always been.
Now, what made you decide to go to school for it?
There's two schools of thought on that, right? You can go out and start your music career right after high school and go out and do the thing. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to school and study it, you know? And I'm really glad that I went to school to study it. I feel like my trajectory through there, I initially went for opera, for classical music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, quickly discovered that wasn't my route. But it gave me a lot of flexibility, that classical training I really appreciate that I have. I feel like it allows me to do, you know, the genres and things that I want to do now.
Now, does your economics part, does that back up your music part? Or is that like, you know, one day I can fall back on the economics?
Or is it just like, oh, there's no money in this, I don't know.
Yeah, well, at that time, Vanderbilt didn't have a business program for undergrad. So econ was like the closest thing there was to it.
Oh, I
and
see.
Yeah, so it kind of gave me a start to be able to, because all independent musicians are their own enterprises, their
right.
own businesses.
Yes.
You know, you are your own marketer and financial planner and all these things. And so it was as close as I could come to like a business degree.
And your last album, The Bar, is as musical as it is thought-provoking. It swept the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association Awards, netting 6 awards, including R&B Album of the Year. Tell us about your award-winning album.
You know, I think it's so cool to have been recognized for that work. Like you said, I've put out 4 records now, and I definitely feel like everyone has been better than the last, or, you know, I've learned something after I put the previous one out. And it was really cool to have local recognition for that, saying like, yeah, you're on the right track. And it was pretty awesome.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Lo Marie, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us is is off that album. It's called The Gap. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah. So, well, one of the reasons you reached out to me to come speak and perform today was about the Respect Show, right?
Yes.
Which is about women in music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been teaching for Girls and Ladies Rock Camp now for 10 years. And it's pretty cool to see women playing more instruments and doing all of that. So The Gap that I'm going to play for you right now is my women's rights song. And The Gap refers to the gender wage gap, which, frankly, should not exist. It should just not exist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's hear it. This is The Gap. We're here with Lo Marie live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Just wanna do the dirty. I'm trying to keep it flirty. Toast, hair, painted up and polished. I never made a promise. If I told you no, would I lose my chance to show all the things I could sing, joy I could bring? I don't know. So screw you. You got me feeling mighty shady. Just let me be a lady. Tossed hair, painted up and polished. I never made a promise. If I told you no, chance to show all the things I could sing, joy I could bring. I don't know, so screw you. Act small,
Cause passion turns to vengeance. Now watch me make an entrance. If I told you no, would I lose my chance to show all the things I can sing, joy I can bring? I don't know. So screw you.
Lo Marie in the Mags Inc. Radio Studios, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Cyrus, buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Lo Marie, that was really cool. That's a great song. I like the presentation.
Thank you very much.
The Frank Zappa tribute, Furious Bongos, is headed out on a tour soon. And you've recently joined Steely Dan. Tell us about your extracurricular activities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this upcoming Furious Bongos tour. We're going to hit a lot of the same venues that we went to last spring, kind of the East Coast. We start in D.C. and make our way north up to Maine.
Yes.
And then cross the border, and we've got four shows in Canada.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Which will be really, really cool. We found kind of a nice little home there. This will be our second time back to Canada. And after we come back, we're going to cross back into Buffalo and make our way through the Midwest for closing night in Chicago at Reggie's Rock Club, which will be super cool. Well, I mean, by that point, the band will have been together on the road for like three full weeks, and the show will be so tight.
And you're not coming to Wisconsin in this one?
Not on this one, no. Eventually, we got to make it back.
Now, what do you play in the Furious Bongos? What instruments do you play?
Obviously,
you sing,
everybody
right?
plays bongos. It's Furious Bongos.
Why are you all mad?
Why are we all mad? Why aren't
Why
we
are all
mad?
The bongo players mad?
They're so angry.
Yeah, I sing. There's several of us that sing. So probably I would say three lead vocalists and then another two that pop in for extra needed harmonies and things.
Sure.
And it's been kind of cool. I've been doing some of the vocal arranging for that band as well. So that's been fun to like write out those parts. And then I also play rhythm guitar and I conduct the band on some of the the crazy pieces where we're changing time signatures
the
time.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite pieces to conduct actually is Pound for a Brown, and I get to call out what time signature we're going to change to.
Really?
And who's going to take the solo in this new time signature that I decide to call.
So everybody has to be on.
Exactly, on the spot. You're going to play in 11-8. Ready, go.
Wow. Oh, my. Well, I mean, I was going to ask you about those transcriptions because I've seen your bassist, Conrad St. Clair. I've seen those transcriptions hanging around in his basement. I think he does them by hand. He used to. They're all black pages.
They are all black pages, yeah. No more hand transcriptions. We do have some...
He's moved on. High tech now.
We do have some, like, notes and stuff from Arthur Barrow, who used to be Frank Zappa's music director. He has, like, handwritten notes and transcriptions that he sent to us to help us make these arrangements. But yeah, we use Sibelius now to notate everything in software, and we try really hard to get a good mix of, okay, we're going to add a really hard song, and we're also going to add a simple blues tune.
Well, as a Zappa fan, I liked watching some of the videos. It was pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're also a Steely Dan. You know, they're always playing at Woodfest, and they, August 20, that's July 27th.
I'm so sorry.
My apologies. Steely Dan, what are you doing with them now?
Yeah, I just joined Steely Dan in January as a backing vocalist, which has been really cool. So I get up there and sing the high harmonies and shake a tambourine and a shaker.
That's a big part of Steely Dan music.
It is, though. Yeah, the groove. Yeah. It's such groove-based music.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Lo Marie, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have, it's unreleased, and it's called Soul Away. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah. So I was looking for something that I hadn't done here before, and something that hadn't been recorded. This song, I actually wrote it probably 9 years ago and had kind of left it in the dust, and it never really seemed to fit with what was happening in my life. And then I had done one show at the Bartell Theater with a full band and a horn section of this song, and it made it onto YouTube. And somehow YouTube spit this song back at me last week.
Nice.
And I was like, you know what? This song feels like it fits my life right now. This is the song that fits right now.
Wow.
And I want to bring it back. I want to dust it off and play
AI.
It again.
It knew. The AI knew.
And it was right in time for MagSync Radio.
Right.
That's perfect.
In time. I know. I think it was like the day before you hit me up to do this show, it spit me this song. I was like, this is the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's in the cards. Well, let's hear it. This is Solway. You're listening to Lo Marie live in the Lair on MagSync Radio.
No, you ain't no potentator. the soul.
Hello, Marie, in live at the Lair right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Hello, Marie. That was another great song, and we're so privileged to hear that. I mean, that's really not heard anywhere, right?
No, I mean, there's one recording on YouTube, and I've been thinking about taking it down so I can make a better one. But
yeah.
This is about it. This is about the only place you'll ever hear it.
Once it's up there in the YouTube, man, it might come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
But that's all right, because it's so good.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're here with Lo Marie, live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Lo, you were honored to join the Chicago chapter of the Recording Academy as an advisor to the board. So what do you advise them of?
Yeah.
Tell us about that board.
Well, first of all, it's past tense. I advised them last year, which was lovely. But, you know, I had the opportunity to join a committee, and they have committees on DEI, advocacy. So, like, you go talk to legislators about getting rights for musicians and songwriters.
Oh,
and
I like that.
Yeah, right? which you can still do as a member. And like, you don't have to be on the board to do that. So if you want to go talk to a legislator, like, get involved with the Grammys and go talk to our representatives, you know? So I got to do that. And the DEI portion, they have like Women in the Mix, which was really cool, which is their like Women in Music kind of committee and program and institution, and it was great. So I got to bring some of my ideas to the table, and you know, essentially they voted on them because I was just an advisor, but I got to voice my opinions in the room, and just to be in the room was really cool.
Was there anything that you got accomplished that got voted positively, or?
Well, one thing I brought to the table was how I was frustrated with the voting process in terms of putting you in a new category.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get a nomination, you have to submit your material, right? And then there's a review process, and that review process tells you, like, okay, yes, you submitted everything, it cleared, this looks like your song, and you submitted it in the proper genres. And in order to snag a nomination, you really do have to do a little bit of marketing and promotion so that people know who you are, right? And the review board didn't let you know in time for a marketing campaign to take place whether you were going to be in the genres that you submitted your materials in. So I was successful in saying, you got to let us know earlier. If you're going to change our categories that we submit,
smart.
You got to let us know earlier. And that was a big win for me that I was successful in that endeavor.
Now, you have a big show coming up next week at the Majestic Theater in Madison. It's the 7th Annual Respect Show, a celebration of women in music. Madison Horn and funk band The Big Payback will play backing band to local female singers who cover some of the greats like Madonna, Chaka Khan, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more. But Lo Marie, you are singing Chapel Roan. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, so this is the 7th annual event. Previously, it had been kind of in the fall, summertime, but they moved it to March during Women's History Month, which I think it was a brilliant, brilliant move. And so all of these 10 artists get up, and we get to sing 3 songs in tribute to these, you know, iconic women that came before us.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. I've been a part of it a couple times now. I've done Amy Winehouse and Grace Potter.
Oh, wow.
And now Chapel Roan.
Oh, Grace Potter.
Yep.
Oh,
Grace
wow.
Potter.
Well, that is so cool. Well, let's hear a song that I think you're going to play.
I am.
At
yeah.
the Respect Show. This is a Chapel Roan song, Pink Pony Club.
Yes. It'll be full band. it'll be rocking. But for right now, we'll do an acoustic version. And just like the last one, this will be the only place you'll probably ever hear this acoustic version.
Wow. All right, let's hear it. Lowell Marie doing Chapel Roan right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels, it's where I belong, down there. Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club, I'm up and jaws are on the floor. Lovers in the bathroom and a line outside the door. Black lights and mirror disco ball. Never another reason why I left it all. I think my wicked dreams are you from Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God! If you die, you're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I've left you all behind. Still love you and Tennessee. You're always on my mind. Among us, every Saturday, I can hear your southern drawl a thousand miles away, singing, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. Did you dance at the club? Oh, mama.
Lowell Marie, and live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group, which is powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Find out more about Lowell Marie at lowellmariemusic.com.
I'm going to keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm going to keep on dancing down the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More Democrats hosted town halls today to hear complaints about the Trump administration and how Democrats can respond. This man spoke at a town hall in Santa Clara hosted by Congressman Ro Khanna.
I was taught always lead from the front, right? Be a leader, always lead from the front. Why are Democrats not doing that? And I'm a longtime Democratic voter, right? But I've really lost faith in the leadership.
KIMT-TV's Maureen Dudley was at a town hall put on by Minnesota Governor and former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Rochester.
From health care to veterans' rights, many attendees voiced their frustrations over the actions coming from Washington, with some even questioning the representation.